Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into The Age of Spiritual Machines by Ray Kurzweil, a groundbreaking exploration of the future of technology and consciousness. First published in 1999, this visionary work offers profound insights into the coming era where the boundaries between humans and machines start to blur. Kurzweil, an inventor with a legendary track record including a reading machine for the blind, advanced speech recognition technology, and innovative music synthesizers, draws on his expertise to paint a picture of a future transformed by artificial intelligence. This episode is perfect for anyone intrigued or concerned about the rise of artificial intelligence. Computer scientists, social scientists, and even futurists will find Kurzweil's predictions engaging and thought-provoking. As the author of critically acclaimed books such as The Singularity Is Near and How to Create a Mind, Kurzweil lends credible foresight into what robotic intelligence will mean for humanity's next chapters. Join us as we explore the profound implications of intelligent machines on life, society, and the essence of human existence in the age of spiritual machines. The Age of Spiritual Machines, When Computers Exceed Human Intelligence. Introduction. Embarking on a journey with artificial intelligence. Picture a world where your every need is catered to, not by humans, but by a network of sophisticated machines that can think and act, possessing an intelligence that rivals and perhaps surpasses our own. This is no science fiction scenario. It's a future that's briskly unfolding before us, as technology evolves at an exponential rate. Gone are the days when significant technological breakthroughs were a generational event. Today we witness groundbreaking inventions and advancements within the span of a few years, sometimes even months. And at the heart of this whirlwind of progress lies the burgeoning field of artificial intelligence, AI, which promises to push the boundaries of what's possible. This narrative aims to shed light on several key concepts. We'll explore the cosmic ballet that led to the formation of our universe and gave birth to life as we know it on our blue planet. We'll take a peek into the crystal ball and imagine the capabilities computers could wield in the year 2099. Abilities that might seem almost magical to us today. Finally, we'll discuss the tantalizing prospect of humanity breaking free from the shackles of biological evolution, leveraging AI to embark on a new path of intellectual and physical transformation. Prepare to stretch your imagination to the limits as we dive into the realm of artificial intelligence and discover how it could redefine our existence, enhancing our capabilities, and perhaps, in time, merging with human consciousness to create a new chapter in the story of life. Part 1. The cosmic slow dance of creation contrasts the fast tempo of technology. Imagine if we rolled back the clock to the very beginning of time, to witness the birth of the universe, when every tick of the cosmic clock marked an epoch of change, and yet time itself seemed to trudge. This profound beginning was characterized by gradual progression, with monumental events spaced out over eons. Picture this: roughly 15 billion years ago, our universe sprang into existence. In an incomprehensibly brief moment, a span too fleeting for human senses to register, the newborn cosmos cooled to a temperature that, while still unfathomably hot, allowed gravity to take hold. Then, events cascaded like dominoes. Within a blink from a cosmic perspective, fractions upon fractions of a second, matter emerged from the heat. Electrons and quarks jittered into existence, setting the stage for electromagnetic forces that in turn crafted light. This rapidly unfolding cosmological saga continued, but its pace slackened like a symphony easing into a slower movement. From these initial spectacular seconds, the universe's timeline stretched into hours, centuries, and then epochs. As the universe expanded, its heartbeat seemed to decelerate, taking a leisurely path from the formation of atoms to the construction of galaxies. Earth was a latecomer to the cosmic scene, bursting onto the stage a full 9 billion years after the opening act. And it was here, on this little stage, that the tempo of existence hastened yet again. Life appeared and began to evolve with renewed vigor, taking about 1 billion years after Earth's creation for the first single-cell organisms to make their debut. The evolutionary ballet from there became a whirl. 700 million years ago, the Earth witnessed the advent of multicellular life, setting off a quickening rhythm. Spinal cords, the hallmark of more complex beings, manifested not too long after, propelling primitive fish with intent through primeval waters. As time progressed, the leaps between evolutionary milestones became shorter. The appearance of primates marked a new measure, which then accelerated to the beat of mere millions of years. The dance of life, once a slow waltz through the eons, was now picking up pace, propelling us toward an ever more rapidly changing world. A world where the future beats a drum of technological marvels, challenging our very perception of time itself. Part 2. The common thread in the tapestry of evolution, computation. In the intricate dance of evolution, both in the realm of living organisms and the world of technology, there's a subtle yet profoundly pervasive force at play, computation. It's the ability to record intricate details of the world, process them, and use that information to solve challenges. This capacity is the linchpin of exponential growth, the secret sauce that turbocharges progress. Let's take a detour through history to understand this. The progression of life on Earth saw the invention of organs, intricate biological machines fine-tuned to balance the body's needs and respond adeptly to changing environments. These marvels of natural engineering are products of a complex nervous system that evolved to store memories and discern patterns. But the fascinating concept of computation extends far beyond the confines of flesh and blood. It's just as vital in the evolution of our technologies. Humans have wielded tools and machines that echo our biological abilities to self-regulate, archive information, and pinpoint patterns, often outperforming us in these arenas. The journey from the mechanical calculators of the 1600s to the punch card data behemoths of the 1800s showcases a mind-boggling trajectory. Hermann Hollerith's electrical tabulating machine, which deftly handled data on punch cards, revolutionized how the 1890 United States Census was conducted, illustrating the expanding potential of computation in technology. This transformative power of computation has ensured that technological evolution keeps pace with, and sometimes outstrips, biological evolution. The 19th century bore witness to an astonishing explosion of innovations. The birth of photography, the threading of telephonic connections, and the stitching together of nations by railroads. Yet, what's truly remarkable is the pace at which this evolution continues to quicken. The technological leaps of the early 20th century dwarfed the advances of its predecessor century, and now, in the 21st century, we stand at a threshold where a few years, mere instants on the evolutionary timeline, bring about changes that once took decades to unfold. This fascinating acceleration underscores an immutable truth. Computation is the heartbeat of exponential advancement, and it is influencing every aspect of our lives, from the biological to the digital, heralding rapid progress in ways that are both profound and, as of yet, beyond our wildest imaginations. Part 3. Chaos and Order, the Twin Architects of Time. Have you ever wondered about the peculiar dance of time? How it sometimes races forward and at other times crawls at a snail's pace. This puzzling behavior of time can be attributed to the interplay of chaos and order. The more disordered or chaotic a system gets, the more time seems to stretch. Picture the universe like a symphony in its infancy, starting out as a singular point of unfathomable density. Then, like a maestro cueing in different sections, gravity, matter, and light burst forth, introducing chaos that grew exponentially. This is the cosmological embodiment of the law of increasing chaos. Within an isolated system, untouched by external forces, time dilates in response to surges in chaos. This law asserts that following the Big Bang, as random events multiplied, the intervals between significant cosmological milestones stretched out, suggesting that the universe, sprawling with billions of galaxies, is still far from reaching its zenith of disorder. In direct opposition to this concept is the law of accelerating returns. This principle highlights the contraction or acceleration of time with the increase in order within a process. It's a force of nature that drives evolution, both biological and technological, forward at an accelerating pace. The order introduced by evolutionary processes, seen through the lens of biology, is epitomized by DNA's capacity to carry forth accumulated wisdom. By providing a structured foundation for further development, DNA ensures that life doesn't have to reinvent itself from square one, thus reducing chaos and streamlining advancement. It's this foundational order that has propelled life from the simplicity of single-celled organisms to the dizzying complexity of human existence at breakneck speed. The law of increasing returns signifies this compounding effect, how the yields of evolution ramp up exponentially with each incremental advance in order. As awe-inspiring as this principle is in the evolution of life, its effects on technology are equally profound. The structured progression of our machines, softwares, and tools has enabled us to leapfrog from one breakthrough to another, with technological timelines compressing with every iterative improvement. So, as we prepare to understand how this dual law tapestry weaves into the complexity of AI, remember, in the expanses of our universe and the circuits of our creations, time's tempo is conducted by the twin maestros of chaos and order. Part 4. The unparalleled potential of machine intelligence. Faced with the riddle of building intelligent machines, we confront a challenge similar to the one that nature has mastered over billions of years with life. In the construction of artificial intelligence, what we require goes beyond mere physical components. We need the profound ingredient of knowledge. Human intelligence thrives on the nourishment of information, and we have an inherent capability to solve puzzles by applying what we've learned. Machines, if they are to be truly intelligent, must emulate this trait. However, feeding them pre-packaged chunks of information is not a sustainable strategy. Enter the innovation of self-learning computers, designed using neural networks that are inspired by the human brain's intricate architecture. These systems possess the capacity to absorb data from their surroundings and distill it into finely tuned knowledge. Envision a future where machines peruse volumes of text, digest complex literature, and articulate ideas, eventually cultivating knowledge networks that exchange insights without human mediation. Yet for machines, knowledge is only part of the equation. The crux of intelligence is in computation. Humanity's computational skills, though remarkable, are inherently limited. Our memory strains under the weight of a few phone numbers, while machines nonchalantly juggle databases containing millions with sheer precision. This is why DNA's role in evolution, while transformative in scaling life from unicellular origins to complex human beings, hits a ceiling when it comes to constant betterment. It is bound by biological limitations, but our technological progeny is not. The path to transcending these evolutionary constraints reveals a curious twist. Evolution itself has provided an answer through us, human beings, the inventors, the pioneers. We are the architects of technology that does not require DNA as its foundation and therefore is unhindered by the natural limitations that impede biological evolution. In crafting intelligent machines, we forge the evolution of technology, ushering in an era where the boundaries of growth and learning are virtually limitless. Part 5. The dawn of the 2029 digital revolution. As we venture through the corridors of time towards 2029, we find ourselves at the brink of a digital revolution where machine intelligence blooms with unprecedented capability. Imagine a world where the humble $1,000 computer harnesses the collective power of 1,000 human minds. That's the reality we're rapidly steering towards. By then, computers won't just run calculations faster. They'll be transformed, deeply integrated into the very fabric of life, reshaping facets like education and communication. Picture a classroom not lined with desks and chairs, but one without physical boundaries. Here, virtual educators, harnessing computing systems inspired by the complexities of the human mind, teach with unparalleled precision, adapted individually to each learner's pace and style. The future pulsates with the prospects of neural implants, minuscule computers implanted within our brains, enhancing our senses and memory far beyond our organic limitations. And while this technology won't eliminate the need for good old-fashioned learning through effort, it holds the promise of an accelerated and enriched educational experience. As for communication, we stand on the threshold of a world where distances become meaningless. Holographic projections and advanced sonic systems enable people to gather for dinner, sharing stories as they sit across from one another, despite being continents apart. Communication will primarily be an interaction between computers, a symphony of data exchange, with humans occasionally stepping in to interface with their electronic counterparts. Understanding the marvels that 2029 holds is just a prelude to a much grander forecast. The tools of tomorrow are set to redefine humanity's potential, paving the way for a reality where machines are not just aids, but collaborators in crafting the human experience. Part 6, The Fusion Horizon, where humanity meets artificial intelligence in 2099. Imagine standing on the precipice of a new epoch. The year is 2099, and the boundaries between human intellect and computer intelligence are beginning to blur. This pivotal moment in history marks the threshold where the reverse engineering of the human brain reaches its culmination, and every nuance of our neurological fabric is mapped and mirrored in silicon. The consequences of this convergence are profound. Smart machines, bolstered by the incredible pace and capacity of technological advancement, will outstrip humans in competitive arenas. As we grapple with this new reality, a stark divide will emerge. Those whose cognitive functioning is purely organic, and those augmented by the intelligence of software. Neural implants, once the domain of speculative fiction, will become the norm, not the exception. They will be as critical to cognition and communication as the smartphone is today. Those who choose to remain untouched by this technology might find themselves unable to engage meaningfully with their technologically enhanced counterparts. What it means to be human will undergo a transformation so radical that humanity itself will need redefining. We will cohabitate with intelligent machines that claim descent from human intelligence, potentially sparking debates over their status and rights. The philosophical and political landscapes will be dominated by discussions about the personhood of machine intelligence and the ethical implications of this unprecedented technological intimacy. The advent of 2099 signals not just an era of change, but one of unity between carbon and silicon. It ushers in a world where the fusion of human and machine reshapes identity, society, and the very essence of what it means to be alive, heralding a future of limitless possibilities and new challenges as we step into an age where technology and humanity become one and the same. Final summary. As we venture through the epochs from the dawning of life to the present day, humanity's evolutionary path has been nothing short of exponential. Our ascent from humble beginnings as unicellular beings to the complex intellectual creatures we are today has been a story of overcoming nature's obstacles. Yet this narrative is approaching a pivotal juncture. Our biological framework has served us well, yet it inherently caps our potential. The next chapter in human evolution isn't being written in DNA, but in code. Technology, our crowning creation, is poised to surpass us in intellect and capability, breaking down the barriers we thought were insurmountable. As the 21st century draws to a close, the distinction between man and machine is predicted to fade into obsolescence. Machines, at one time mere tools, are on a trajectory to become extensions of our very selves, and eventually, partners in an intertwined existence. The convergence of human thought with computer intelligence will redefine the tenets of life as we know it. This fusion, an inevitable milestone in the saga of intelligent beings, paints a future where biology and technology are inextricably linked. The implications of such a union are vast and far-reaching, igniting debates around identity, ethics, and existence itself. As the next century ushers in this era of technosymbiosis, we stand on the cusp of an unparalleled transformation, a metamorphosis not just of human capability, but of the human experience itself. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.